Leilu nishmas Rav Kleina Mishkalman Ben Avili Melech. Sukkah per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Lulav HaGozel VaHayavish Posel. A stolen lulav and a dried out lulav is posel. Lulav HaGozel is posel for a few reasons. On the first day of Yontif it's posel because the Torah says Lakachtam Lochem. It has to be from yours. So if it's before Yish, before the owner, initial owner gave up hope, so it's not yours, obviously, it's posel. Even if you borrow something, the Gemara says, Sha'ul on the first day is also Yontif. It has to be yours on the first day Yontif. But what if you stole it and the guy was Miyayish? So technically, it should be yours, according to those that hold Yish by itself as Kaina. So that's what the Rav says, that it would be possible because of Mitzvah Haba Biavera, that the Mitzvah came because of there that you did. And also, on the second day of Yontif, according to everybody, there's no Psul of Lachem, because that's only Biyom HaRishon, so you're allowed to use somebody else's Lulav. So the only Psul would be Mitzvah Haba Biavera, if you steal it and it's on the second day of Yontif. Now, the aver of stealing is the thing that caused you, that enabled you to do the mitzvah. But other things we're going to see in the Mishnah, for example, a lulav of an asherah, the Gemara gives a different reason that it's pasul, or an irani dachas, a tree that was worshipped for avodah zarah. Why not just say because of mitzvah by avera? So the Taisus answers, because it's not because of the avera that caused you to do the mitzvah over there. But over here, the only way that I got this lulav was dafka because of the avera of stealing. So Taisus Yontif asks, why does Gemara have to bring Lakachtam Lochem to Pasul Luav? Just say Mitzvah Babi Avera, it would cover all scenarios. Lochem is by borrowed Luav, but Mitzvah Babi Avera should be the main reason that a Luav HaGozel is Pasul. So he says, because the source of Mitzvah Babi Avera is a pasuk from Malachi that compares a stolen carbon to a carbon that's lame. Both of them are Pasul and there's no Takana by either of them. But he says, I think what it means is since it's from Malachi, it's Divrei Kabbalah. That's why we need Lochem, because that's from the Torah. But Pasuk from Malachi is not as strong. And Kiv Eger brings a Taisus in Sukkah that says Mitzvah Babi Avera is a din derabanan. Therefore, we do need to bring Lachem, because that's a psul midiraisa, but that's only before Yish. But after Yish, according to those that hold that Yish is Kaina, the psul would be Mitzvah Babi Avera, which is a psul midirabanan. So what's a Yavesh? So Taisus Yontif brings the Ravid. It means that the green of the Lulav gets so dry that it looks white, most of the branches of the Lulav. Mishnah continues, Shel Asherah. The Rav says it's an Ilan HaNevad, a tree that was worshipped, Stam. He doesn't say if it was a Jewish tree or a tree of Ovdei Kochavim. The issue that's brought down by the Achronim is whether or not you can be Mevatel and nullify a tree of a non-Jew. So why would that be a problem? Because you could just nullify it. But a Jew's is certainly a problem. And Taisus Yontif points out that it doesn't have to be that the tree was planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah. It could just be, like the Rav is mashma, any tree that was just worshipped. It doesn't have to dafka be a tree that was planted for Avodah Zarah that's brought down. So this is a sugya in itself. V'shel ir anidachas, posel. And also a tree that came from a city where most of the inhabitants served Avodah Zarah, which is the ir anidachas. That tree is also posel. What's the reason it's posel? So the first day, it's posel because the sugya tells us, because since it's Aser Ba'anoi, now that I have Anoi from this tree, in both of these cases, so it's not Lochem, it's not yours, because there's no value to it. It can't belong to you. But what about the second day? So it's a psul not, like we said earlier, Mitzvah Babi Avera, but the psul is because the Mechates Shurea, meaning it's looked as, since it's standing, to be burned, therefore we look at it as if it has no shear. So it's not a vart in the value, it's a vart in the size, that there's no shear to this. And we're soon going to see that a lulav needs a shear. Next case, Nikdam Roisho. The top of the lulav is chopped off. It's a machlekes whether it has to be the spine of the lulav or just the top leaves. Nifritzu olav, puzzle. Or if the leaves of the lulav are totally detached, it's puzzle. These are a problem, by the way. Also, the dried out part is a problem of hadar. Torah says by an esrog creates hadar. And since all the species are written in the same pasuk, we learn out that they all need hadar. Beautiful. Nifridu olav, kosher. But if it's just separated, but it's still attached, like the branches of a tree, then it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yag Denu Milmal. Rabbi Yehuda says you should tie it on top, like the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you need kafos. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tzinei har barzel ksheris. Tzinei har barzel, there were a type of lulav that was grown on a mountain where the leaves were very short, yet the leaves of the lulav, the branches of the lulav, each one would overlap, just touching the one right above it. As long as it does that, then it's kosher. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosh tvachim, kedei lananeya bo kosher. Lulav that has three tvachim. And the way the Rav learns it means, and also another tefach, kedei lananeya bo, because you need to do nanuim, the motions of the lulav, and you need a place to hold it to do that. As long as you have that, so it's a total of four tvachim, then it's kosher.